You've heard me say it time and time again. It's very unusual for a cemetery to be haunted. I know, that seems a bit counterintuitive. But if you were here back when we released episode 14, then you might recall the reason why. Ghosts typically don't want to haunt their own graves. They'd rather be somewhere a bit more exciting. Perhaps it's a place of work. Maybe it's their childhood home or their school. It could even be something as simple as their first car or a piece of furniture that holds sentimental value. But regardless of what it is they are haunting, ghosts tend to cling to what they knew in life instead of where they are in death. Now, this is not to say that a graveyard can't be haunted. I mean, you and I know all too well that there are always exceptions to the rule. And of course, that's especially true when it comes to the paranormal and the laws of life and death. That, my friends, brings us to the subject of this week's episode. To a place of rest that's somehow also a place of, let's say, high spiritual importance. Of course, it may not seem like it on the outside, or even from 6 feet below the surface. But trust me when I say that Carpenter Cemetery is concealing a sinister secret. One that's all too easy to overlook. I'm Courtney Hayes, and you're listening to Haunts. Stay tuned. Situated on the outskirts of Cloverland, Indiana, this haunt is one that goes by a few different names. There's the aforementioned Carpenter Cemetery, for one. Then, of course, there's the apt title, the Cloverland Cemetery. But for the most part, it's known simply as the 100 Step Cemetery, named for the sprawling staircase that canvases its grounds. Now, in the light of day, Cloverland would likely appear to be an ordinary, albeit uniquely designed, cemetery. It would almost seem peaceful, with the staircase running through its center, acting as a sure path for visitors who don't want to step unknowingly onto someone's grave. Yep, as strange as it is to say it, Carpenter Cemetery is quaint, if even charming. But of course, I wouldn't be mentioning it now, if that were its only claim to fame. You see, as day turns to night, Cloverland goes from a peaceful resting place to a downright nightmarish landscape. One that comes with a chilling legend that makes this one of the most frightening haunts in all of Indiana. At night, Carpenter Cemetery transforms into a place you quite literally wouldn't want to be caught dead in. Pardon the pun, but it's true. Especially considering that, according to legend at least, the 100 Step Cemetery is home to an actual staircase to heaven, one that runs from the pearly gates through Cloverland and from there into the depths of hell. Okay, so that's quite the claim to make. I mean, a stairway that seemingly leads to nowhere, in the dead center of a cemetery of all places, would surely be an eerie sight to see. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's haunted or cursed, does it? Well, the skeptic in me feels like the answer to that question is a flat-out no. Sure, it's eerie, like I said, but it's probably only that. But then again, there is a bit of a local rumor that says otherwise. You see, the 100 Step Cemetery is allegedly haunted by the ghost of its old caretaker. And as I'm sure you probably guessed, this spirit is said to lurk at the top of those stone steps. Now, not only does this caretaker watch over Carpenter Cemetery during his afterlife, he also harbors a, let's call it, wealth of knowledge. one that has attracted believers and skeptics alike out to Cloverland. I should explain. In the event that a visitor finds themselves out in Carpenter Cemetery at midnight, they must ascend the 100 steps to the top of the staircase, counting their paces along the way. At the top, they will find the ghost of the old caretaker, who will in turn show them their future, specifically a vision of their own death. I know, that's more than enough to scare even the most seasoned of paranormal investigators, but just you wait, because the legend doesn't end there. Apparently, after witnessing the grisly details of their own demise, the visitor will need to turn back and descend down the staircase, counting each step as they go. And if they don't count the same number of steps exactly, then they know the vision to be true. Okay, that might sound simple enough, but take a moment to really put yourself in that position. Your adrenaline's pumping after witnessing your own grim fate, and then you're asked to carefully count the steps out of that nightmare, all while a ghost stares daggers into your back from above. Let's face it, that alone would likely break anyone's concentration. So regardless of what number you get at the end, there would always be that nagging thought in the back of your mind. Maybe the vision is true, but then again, maybe it isn't. So like most of the stories we discuss on this podcast, the legend of the 100 Step Cemetery has a few different variations. Of course, for the most part, each version follows the same general story. Walk up the steps at midnight, witness a terrifying vision, then walk back down the steps to see if it's true. But it's what you might find at the bottom of the stairway that tends to vary depending on who you ask. Now, if you reach the bottom and find that you're a few paces off from your initial trek up the staircase, then lucky you. You get to go home and wait for time to decide whether or not the vision comes to fruition. That much is consistent throughout pretty much every version of the legend that I came across. But let's say for a moment that the vision was false, that your paces match up exactly on the way up and on the way back down. What happens then? Well, to be honest, that's when things get a little hairy. One version of the story claims that you might just sink into the steps ever so slightly, where you'll remain trapped while the sound of disembodied voices slowly encroaches upon you. Another source claims that an army of hands will sprout up from the ground and attempt to trip you on the way back down the stairs. Oh, and should they succeed, you'd fall, plummeting into the pits of hell itself. Okay, so if you were listening closely when I first brought up the legend earlier on in the episode, you may have heard me say that midnight visitors must ascend the staircase for this date with the old caretaker, meaning that they have no choice in the matter. And I do mean that literally, because should they fail to abide by this rule, they would be forced to face the wrath of the caretaker's ghost. Let me explain further. There have been a fair few who have ventured out to 100 steps at midnight, only to decide that they didn't want to know the details of their own death. I can't say that I blame them. But trust me on this, guys. Things are a bit tricky when it comes to this particular haunt. You see, instead of taking a walk up the staircase and visiting the caretaker as they had planned, many investigators simply explore the cemetery at the ground level, likely thinking that this will outwit the supernatural forces at work inside of Cloverland. Well, that is until they realize that they are not alone. Evidently, those who have taken this approach have been pushed, shoved, or otherwise tackled to the ground by an unseen force. Some even claim that they were left with red handprints on their bodies for days after having this unsettling experience. So, yeah, I guess when it comes to Carpenter Cemetery, the old saying rings true. Abandon all hope, ye who enter here. So, I think by now it's pretty obvious that this story is teeming with fire and brimstone. It's the kind of tale that can make saints and sinners alike bow their heads in prayer. And really, that's all thanks to 100 Steps' alleged connection to the underworld. You see, Cloverland Cemetery, along with its adjoining staircase, is thought to be one of 7 gates to hell, with the remaining 6 sitting right there in the Wabash Valley of Indiana. So the legend goes that together, these 7 gates have the power to open a doorway to the underworld, meaning that Cloverland, Indiana, and the surrounding towns are likely overrun with spirits and even agents of the damned. Now, I'm not entirely sure why the 7 gates to hell would be left unattended in a seemingly quiet pocket of Indiana. And for what it's worth, this isn't the only state with a legend that runs along these lines. But even still, it's long been thought that there are in fact earthbound passageways into hell and Hades. I mean, even the Bible makes reference to this on a few occasions. And if that's true, well then they would have to be hiding somewhere. The question is, where could they be hidden? And for that matter, why not in this quiet pocket of the Midwest, where they could so easily be overlooked? This episode of Haunts was written and produced by me, Courtney Hayes. If you've been enjoying the show so far, I would greatly appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star review. A lot of work goes into each episode, and reviewing the show really helps us reach more listeners each week. Also, if you're interested in learning more about this week's topic, I greatly encourage you to check out the show notes section at hauntscast.com. This is the location where I share my sources and provide any visual aid that may be referenced during the show. While you're there, make sure to follow us on social media at HauntsCast, and don't forget to stick around to the end of the episode for this week's podcast recommendations. Thank you again for listening, and until next time, happy haunting.
As the moonlight pierces through the dark, paranormal enthusiast and best friends, Farrah and Courtney venture deep into the woods, armed with flashlights and a sense of adventure.
Farrah, are you sure this is a good idea?
Sure, I'm sure. We're paranormal investigators. We're not scared of any ghosts.
What was that?
Probably some animals. Oh my God. My flashlight is going out.
Following the chilling sounds, the two stumble upon an abandoned and haunted building, its dark silhouette looming over them.
Look, there it is. The abandoned radio station. It's supposed to be mad haunted.
Let's be careful. We don't know what's inside.
Wow, look at this place.
A long growl is heard coming from behind the girls. They turn around slowly, and to their surprise, a zombie is standing in front of them dressed to the nines, wearing a 70s bell-bottom hot pink and purple leisure suit.
Who are you pasty-looking females, and what the heck are you doing in here?
Who are you calling pasty? Nice suit. Did you raid Barry Manilow's wardrobe, or did John Travolta have a yard sale?
Sorry about that. We didn't mean any harm. We're just curious about this place.
Curious, huh? Well, come with me. I got something to show you.
And as they wander deeper into the building, they uncover vintage studio equipment covered in dust and decay.
Farrah, you were looking for a new place to set up your podcast, right?
And this is it?
Whoa there, sweet cheeks.
No, don't worry. We'll make it worth your while. We love the strange and unexplained phenomena, true crime, macabre, and the sinister. And hey, you'd be a great touch to the show. Maybe be an announcer for us as well.
That does sound stellar. I'm in.
A few minutes later, 12 seconds later, 3 weeks later, many months later.
Okay, we're rolling. Welcome to Studio Sinister Podcast,
where we explore stories that haunt us all.
And then we'll go make a fresh kill to celebrate.
Dawn.
Just kidding.
Join Farrah, Courtney, and Dawn the Zombie on the 1st, 10th, and 20th of every month for some rad, chilling stories.
And if you piss your pants, that's your problem.
Come embrace the haunt. See you soon, Sinister Seekers.
Hey everyone, this is Maria with your Creeping Me Out podcast. If you are into the paranormal, true crime, and just plain weird, you're going to want to listen to our podcast. My friend Jessica and I talk about all things weird and creepy, from the Hat Man to alien abductions to your creepy encounters. And that's where you, the listeners, come in. We are working on making more content for you for what your spooky little hearts desire, which means, you guessed it, we need your stories. You can email them to ycmopod@gmail.com. You can also find a link in our Instagram where you can leave a voice message. You can follow us on Instagram, Threads, and Twitter at YCMOPod. Thank you for listening, and stay creepy, my friends.